The Brahms Violin Concerto is one of the great tests for the violinist and the conductor. The concerto also tests how well they work together. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has found a recent recording which passes these tests with flying colors. It features the young British violinist Nigel Kennedy and the German conductor Klaus Tennstedt.
Brahms's Violin Concerto is one of the archetypal works of Romantic music. It's huge, symphonic in scope, over 3/4 of an hour long. With the help and advice of the great 19th century Hungarian violinist Joseph Joachim, Brahms pushed the solo instrument to its outer limits. Yet the concerto also contains some of Brahms's most intimate music. A decade ago, the East German Klaus Tennstedt conducted the most nuanced recording of the Brahms Violin Concerto since the one that Otto Klemperer conducted 20 years before that. These are performances that make Brahms the musical equivalent of a great novelist. Tennstedt has not been in good health in recent years, but he's just recorded a new version with the young British violinist Nigel Kennedy, whose recording of Vivaldi's Four Seasons was a big hit a couple of years ago. Tennstedt now has a better orchestra, the London Philharmonic, and in Nigel Kennedy, a more sympathetic partner. Everyone seems to breathe the same Brahmsian air. The challenge with playing Brahms is to balance classical formality and romantic freedom. Maybe this is the challenge of playing all classical music. And that balance is exactly what I hear on this recording. Tennstedt makes the overall architecture of the Violin Concerto completely clear and accessible. We know where we are at every moment. He lets us hear musical transitions as dramatic turning points, where a lesser conductor might smooth them over. For some conductors, this structural clarity might be achieved through rigid phrasing, but Tennstedt's phrasing seems completely natural and effortless. It's understated, yet deeply affecting. He lets Brahms speak and even sing directly to us. In his notes to the album, Kennedy compares Brahms to Miles Davis and Led Zeppelin in the way all of them expanded the scope and emotional range of their music. The album cover shows Kennedy with a stubble beard and wearing a headband. someone wants to project a slick, sexy, contemporary image. It probably goes against the grain of the music and the honesty of this performance. But hey, if it helps get people to listen to this terrific record, who's complaining?
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Nigel Kennedy playing the Brahms Violin Concerto, conducted by Klaus Tennstedt, on an Angel EMI compact disc.